Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Ryan. We're here at the third annual Jace Wars fundraiser, and we've just met someone really cool, Tanya from Be the Good, See the Good. Nice to meet you, by the way.
Nice to meet you, too.
Could you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Well, Be the Good, See the Good is an organization looking to highlight the good side of the human spirit, gathering stories about things people are doing for each other every day, from the smallest thing of helping someone with their groceries to large fundraising events to someone giving a hug to someone they don't even know simply because they know they need it. And basically, I'm looking for stories and then to place those onto my blog and onto my Facebook page so that I can get the word out there that people are inherently good and that we're basically all here to love and be loved.
That's definitely a good thought, like something we could all use these days, I think.
I was going to say, especially nowadays when really all you hear is all the negative. You don't hear the positive that people do. Like, I know we talked earlier where on the news you just see that people are getting hurt, but you don't see the people that are actually helping those people, because I guess it's more news on the negativity, which is unfortunate. But I think what you're doing is amazing. Like, I think we do need more, like, out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to do is that news is news, and what I would like is for us to not only focus on perhaps what the devastation or the disaster might be or the act of so-called evil that somebody has done, but also then to focus in on what happens after that and who jumps in to help, who jumps in to make a difference. Because I do believe that for every one person that does something that's not so nice, that hurts another person, there could be 10, 20, 100 other acts of kindness that come out of that one act of devastation or destruction. And the news today tends to focus on what that act is, the act of evil, and we don't learn about the hundreds of, maybe thousands of things or ripple effect that comes after that of people jumping in to help. Because I do believe if I went outside right now and someone ran past me and purposely knocked me over, that one person that knocked me over, there would probably be anywhere from 3 to 10 other people running toward me to make sure I'm okay. And that's basically what I want the news to start doing. Tell us the news story, but then tell us what else happens afterwards.
Yeah, and we think it's great that you're asking people to tell you a good story like that, and you're actually donating to charity for us.
Yes, I'm here today donating to charity. For every story that somebody tells me, I'm donating a dollar to Jace Wars. And as Aaron, founder of Jace Wars, told me, for every $13 raised, there's one night for a family at Ronald McDonald House, which I think is absolutely amazing. So every dollar does count.
Yeah, definitely. That's an organization we definitely support as well, the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, for sure. Like, I mean, as long as Aaron's told us, like, what he's done, like, when we first heard about it, we honestly didn't know anything about Jace Wars, but with Aaron getting us involved, it's amazing that it's not just Ronald McDonald House, but it's also the McMaster Hospital, right?
Yes.
So, and the fact that it just doesn't celebrate, like, his kids, but he celebrates the other kids out there that are going through the same issues that his
yes.
children have. So I think that's amazing, amazing work. And it actually goes in hand with what you're trying to do, is to be positive, not just negative on things, right? So I think it's amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing this, actually?
Well, actually, it's been in my mind for well over a year. It actually came to my mind around the time of the Boston Marathon bombing is when it started in my head. I was frustrated with the focus on the bombers themselves, and I started looking at the newscasts, and I started to see the helpers, the people that were around helping, and while they weren't highlighted, they were there. And I started thinking, gee, how can I start highlighting those helpers? And the smallest thing, from someone just sitting with somebody until the paramedics got there, that made a huge difference to somebody. And so it started then in my mind, but online and live and actually out there, mid-March this year of 2015, I posted my first post on Facebook. I went out and I started going up to strangers I don't even know, people I don't know, and just saying, asking if I can take their photograph and if anyone had done anything kind to them. And for the most part, people have been really receptive. Yeah, lots of people say no, but they usually say no nicely. I haven't had anyone not be nice to me. And then a lot of people say, sure, take my picture, tell my story. And I think the small ones count. People like hearing about people holding doors open for people they don't know. And mothers loving their kids and people donating to charity. It's just a place to highlight that.
Well, it's almost like, I know I have a few friends on Facebook where they've told me stories of people having their coffee paid for. Like, I mean, it's only a dollar, but that person ahead of you paid for, like, the last four other cars. So, I mean, that's kind of, I think, what did they call it? Pay it forward?
Pay it forward.
Pay it forward. So.
Yeah. And it's interesting because you don't know what you're doing to affect another person when you do something kind for them. And I had a story like that. A woman said, oh, you know, the car in front of me paid for my coffee. And I said, yeah, that happens a lot at the Tim Hortons drive-thru. I hear about it a lot. And she said, well, what was great about it for me is that particular day was my birthday. And the person didn't know it was my birthday. So she said it was even double exciting for me. And so I thought, wow, like that coffee meant something huge to her. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, where can some of our followers find you online?
Right now online, I'm on Facebook. So if you just search up Be the Good, See the Good, I will be there. And a website is slowly being built. It'll be bethegoodseethegood.org. It's not live yet, but it's in the works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's really nice meeting you, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, guys. Nice to meet you, too.
Have a great day.
You, too.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.